Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at detecting the undetectable. Earlier this year, I did a lot of research into food manufacturing. If you're interested in that, check out the channel. There's some of the talks of Food for Thought, Food Fight, that will give you some background. But since that point, I've been following pretty closely the industrial control space. And over the weekend, a new attack vector came out that was publicized as an undetectable rootkit. And it was interesting. It's it basically is manipulating the inputs into a PLC, a programmable logic controller, such that the PLC does what it's supposed to do, which is adjust temperature, adjust speed, or whatever. But it does it with bad information, thus leading to a failure. The article title is what grabbed my attention, and the tip to you is know how to detect something when it is in fact undetectable. That was the title, undetectable, and everyone's like, "Wah!" And I'm like, well, you know, journalists, right? I mean, I'm kind of used to that. There's always trying to capture eyeballs and do what they got to do by sensationalizing the headline. See also the Bash attack, which I should talk about sometime and tell you that backstory. But that's just the way they roll. The point is, though, is that it is undetectable at the device itself because it's not writing to disk. And that reminded me sort of like the PowerShell attacks. You used to say, we're undetectable because we're only in memory. Or the old school antivirus, which was signature-based. And you're like, I'm undetectable because I can write a piece of malware that doesn't match your known signature, right? There's a million and one ways to avoid detection. And we look at an attack path, again, remembering something like Bloom Tower Defense, where it follows a predictable path. And at each point of those paths, you have an opportunity to hopefully prevent and detect the criminal's activities. At any one point, you can create something as a criminal that is undetectable. You should alert the journalists if you're not going to use it to make money. But at any point in time, you can avoid detection for one of these controls. So how do you detect the undetectable? You detect the undetectable by thinking about the full attack path and the full life cycle of that attack. So for this particular case, for these undetectable PLC attacks, you would detect it coming into the system. You would detect someone tampering with the device, perhaps. You would detect someone getting to it logically by moving through the network. Please tell me you have segmentation. Please tell me you have monitoring. You detect those types of things. What else? Well, you would detect the command and control signal going to that device. I think in this particular instance, it did not have a command control, but many times if you're going to remote detonate malware, right, or act on that system once it's infected, you need a command and control. So you detect the CNC. You would detect changes in behavior. You might, if you suspect it's corrupted, you might dump the volatile memory and compare that to a clean image, which incidentally is one of the ways you can detect this undetectable malware on these PLCs. The list goes on and on. Really, I'm not trying to give you a bulleted list. I'm trying to give you an approach, and that approach is this. When you hear something's undetectable, step back and think of all the steps in the attack to get to executing that undetectable thing, and all the steps and after that to control and act on whatever your objective is. Those are the things you want to detect. Defense in depth is about detection in depth, and detection in depth comes from looking at the full life cycle of the attack and acting on that. What else am I missing? Hit me up in comments, hit me up on social media. Have a good week.